بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه أما بعد. So we recited Surah Jathiyah and Surah Dukhan, and in both of these surahs there is a theme that is in fact one of the most common themes of the Quran, and I thought it is appropriate to pause on this particular theme and elaborate on it. And the theme is belief in the Day of Judgment. Surah Al-Jathiyah actually gets its name from one of the descriptions of Yawm Al-Qiyamah. وَتَرَى كُلَّ أُمَّةٍ جَاثِيَةٍ كُلُّ أُمَّةٍ تُدْعَى إِلَىٰ كِتَابِهَا. On that day you will see every nation on its knees. كُلَّ أُمَّةٍ جَاثِيَةٍ. Every nation will be on its knees, and they will be called to their book. And in Surah Al-Dukhan as well, from the beginning to the end, there are references to Yawm Al-Qiyamah. And in particular, there is that reference to the son that is disobedient to the parents, that the son makes fun of the parents and says, أُفِّلْ لَكُمَا أَتَعِدَانِنِي أَنْ أُخْرَجَ وَقَدْ خَلَتِ الْقُرُونُ مِنْ قَبْلِ. That he's making fun of his believing parents. And he says, woe to you! Do you think that I will be resurrected? And where are all the nations that have come before me? And Allah says to him, وَيْلَكَ آمِنْ. Woe to you! Just believe, it is for your own benefit. So today's khatira on this very holy night of the 23rd night of Ramadan, which is also a night of Friday, so it is especially an important night because tomorrow is of course the day of Friday, so the night begins right now. So on this night I wanted to remind myself and all of you of one of the most fundamental pillars of our religion. In fact, this is the pillar that really makes our religion our religion, and that is the belief in Yawm Al-Qiyamah. We all know that there are three fundamental theological points: belief in Tawheed, in Risala, in Akhirah. This is really what makes a Muslim. You believe in one God, and that one God sends prophets to guide us, and that there is Akhirah, there is a day of judgment. And this is what separates the belief of Muslims and some Christians and Jews, because even some Christians and Jews these days don't believe in an actual resurrection. They have moved on to a metaphorical belief. But for us, we believe in an actual resurrection, and some groups of Christians and some groups of Jews also believe in an actual resurrection. And the name or the term for this in the Quran is Yawm Al-Qiyamah or Yawm Al-Din. These are the two most common terms. Yawm Al-Qiyamah is called Qiyamah because on that day people will be so terrified they will be standing. Qiyamah, they're standing up. And when you are nervous or terrified, you do not sit down. And Yawm Al-Qiyamah is also called Yawm Al-Din, Maliki Yawm Al-Din. And Yawm Al-Din, here Deen does not mean religion. This is a misunderstanding. For those who know just a little bit of Arabic, they think Yawm Al-Din means the day of religion. No. Over here, Dana Yadinu, Yawm Al-Din means the day you will get back what you have earned. The day you will get back your dues. So deen over here means the day of recompense. The day that you will get what you deserve. And of the days of Yawm Al-Qiyamah as well is Yawm Al-Hasra and Yawm Al-Nadama. Allah calls it in the Quran. Yawm Al-Hasra, the day of regret. Yawm Al-Nadama, the day of remorse. Why? Because everybody, even the righteous people, will feel some regret that I could have done more. Some remorse, I could have done more. And we all are familiar with this feeling when we get the exam results and we didn't put in the effort, and it's a C or a D or an F, or for the top students, if it's an A minus, they're like, I could have gotten an A as well, right? That's the Yawm Al-Hasra, Yawm Al-Nadama. And it is said that everybody, even the righteous, will feel this, that, you know, I could have gotten a higher place. They'll get a good place. I could have gotten a higher place, except for the shaheed, it is said he will not have any regret whatsoever. So this is the day of Qiyamah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions it quite literally in almost every single surah in the Quran. Quite literally it is mentioned second only to Tawheed. There is no concept that is mentioned more than Qiyamah. And I challenge you, you will with difficulty find a page of the Quran that does not directly or indirectly reference Yawm Al-Qiyamah. Even in today's Qira'ah, I was just paying attention to see how much I could find. And wallahi, every paragraph there's a direct or indirect reference to the Day of Judgment. And if you look at the early Meccan surahs, i.e. the bulk of the Quran that came out in 13 years, there's no laws. As you know, there's very little rituals. The bulk of it is about Tawheed, Risala, Akhirah. How many Meccan surahs mention Yawm Al-Qiyamah? And all you need to do, look at Juz Amma. The small surahs, either Sama'un Shaqqat, right, or either Al-Kawakib, and all of these surahs that describe in vivid detail the Day of Judgment. And this all illustrates for us that belief in the Day of Judgment is a fundamental pillar of our Iman, and we as Muslims need to think more deeply about this. It is also interesting to note that in the Quran, Allah proves the Day of Judgment logically, biologically, rationally, ethically. Allah proves the Day of Judgment in many different ways. Allah Azza wa Jal proves the Day of Judgment in a rational manner. Allah says that the one who created you for the first time can recreate you again. أَمَّن يَبْدَأُ الْخَلْقِ The one who began the creation, right? Why can't he repeat it again? In fact, Allah says, وَهُوَ أَهْوَنُ عَلَيْهِ To recreate you will be even easier than creating you for the first time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to look biologically around us. How many things we think are dead and all of a sudden they come back to life. And in particular, in Surah Yasin, we just recited a few days ago, Allah mentions, وَآيَةٌ لَهُمْ وَآيَةٌ لَهُمْ وَآيَةٌ Look at the sign of the dead land. You think there's no vegetation, but Allah is qualified to bring vegetation. Allah mentions the seed, that who would think that this seed, which looks inert, looks dead, in fact it is the key to life. And from it will come magnificent life forms, and that is the magnificent tree. And Allah tells us to look at the water cycle. Allah tells us to look at the celestial objects. And then Allah says, isn't the one who is able to do this, able to recreate you all over again? So this is a scientific, even from an ethical perspective, Allah tells us, how could you not believe in the Day of Judgment? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا Do you think all of this I did it for no reason? There's no purpose to it? وَأَنَّكُمْ إِنَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ And that you would not come back to us. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَنَجْعَلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ كَالْمُجْرِمِينَ مَا لَكُمْ كَيْفَ تَحْكُمُونَ Do you think we're going to make good people and right people and evil people the same? Do you think evil people and righteous people will not be given their dues? Now this is a very interesting ethical argument for the Day of Judgment. It's actually a philosophical argument. If we look around us in this world, we notice that the fact of the matter, a lot of times crime does pay. A lot of times embezzlement and evil people and unhealthy tactics does pay off. And the righteous seem to be suffering, at least in this world. We're not talking about internal, because internally the righteous always win. Peace at heart is always the righteous. We're talking about external. Sometimes the fact of the matter is the cheaters and the crooks and the liars seem to get away with what they're doing. And those that are honest and ethical, they don't seem to get what they want. So Allah says, do you think that that is fair? أَفَنَجْعَلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ كَالْمُجْرِمِينَ مَا لَكُمْ كَيْفَ تَحْكُمُونَ What is the matter with you? How are you judging? So even from a philosophical perspective, there must be a Day of Judgment. How many brutal dictators have there been? How many, you know, mass killers have there been? How many people that have trampled on the mazloom? They've done so much dhulm and they seem to have gotten away. Or even their death was insignificant. It wasn't like a very significant death. They seem to have lived a lifestyle that they're literally taking advantage of the rest of mankind. Why and where is justice? And Allah says that's not possible. It's not possible. There must be a time where justice is going to be meted out. Those who deserve punishment will be punished, and those who deserve reward will be rewarded. And so Allah Azza wa Jal proves the Day of Judgment from biology, from science, from ration, from reason, from even a philosophical perspective. And the Quran, as we are all familiar with, is absolutely full of vivid descriptions of the Day of Judgment. In fact, as I said, most of the Meccan surahs, they actually concentrate on the descriptions of the Day of Judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in so many verses that the skies themselves will split up. إِذَا السَّمَاءٌ شَقَّتْ إِذَا السَّمَاءٌ فَطَرَتْ Allah mentions that the whole horizons will change color. فَكَانَتْ وَرْدَةً كَالدِّهَانِ They're going to be dark red in color. Allah mentions the world will cleave, mountains will dissolve. Allah azza wa jal mentions يَوْمَ تُبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضُ غَيْرَ الْأَرْضِ This world that you see will be substituted for another world. وَإِذَا الْقُبُورُ بُعْثِرَتْ That graves will be rent asunder. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that every single person will be rising from the grave in chaos, wondering what is happening. قَالُوا يَا وَيْلَنَا مَنْ بَعَثَنَا مِنْ مَرْقَدِنَا Who has resurrected us from all of our places that we were staying in? And they will be resurrected suddenly, not understanding what is going on. And on that day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a lot of descriptions. And our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well gives us descriptions of what will happen. The Quran mentions that on that day, people's hearts will be in their throats. Literally, they're going to be so terrified. وَأَنذِرْهُمْ يَوْمَ الْآزِفَةِ إِذِ الْقُلُوبُ لَدَى الْحَنَاجِرِ كَاظِمِينَ. Warn them of the day that the قُلُوب, the hearts, will be in the throats. In other words, they're going to be completely terrified. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that day as being a day, يَوْمَ يَجْعَلُ الْوِلْدَانَ شِيبًا. We're going to make young men turn into old men. We're going to make young men, wildan, newborn babies, turn into old men out of fear. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that day, and we recited it a few days ago, that on that day, وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى. You will see people as if they are drunken. وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى. But they are not drunken. And what does drunken here mean? In a daze. Walking around, not knowing what to do, where to go. وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى. They are not drunken. وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. But the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal is severe. And our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned so many other ahadith as well that we don't have the time to get into. But if you read the Quran and Sunnah, you cannot but be overwhelmed by the vivid descriptions, by the clear descriptions of the terror and horror on that day. And of course, one group will be safe. Allah mentions that in the Quran. وَهُمْ مِنْ فَزَعٍ يَوْمَئِذٍ آمِنُونَ. On that day, the believers will be safe from the terror. On that day, the righteous will not be touched by the terror. And Allah says, on that day, لَا يَسْمَعُونَ حَسِيسَهَا. They won't even hear the whisperings or the moans or the cryings from the people that are being punished. So the believers will be saved from the terror on that day. Even the length of that day, Allah says, is different for the believer and the one who rejects Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who rejects Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that day will be equivalent to 50,000 years. يَوْمٍ كَانَ مِقْدَارُهُ خَمْسِينَ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ. In other words, it will last for him like an infinity. And our Prophet ﷺ said the day of judgment for the righteous believer will be like the time between Asr and Maghrib. Like the time between Asr and Maghrib. What is the time between Asr and Maghrib? You get nothing done during that time. Is the time the shortest two time frames. So even for the believer and the unrighteous person, the time frames of the Yawm al-Qiyamah will be different as well. And Allah Azza wa Jal mentions that He Himself will come. وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ وَالْمَلَكُ صَفًّا صَفًّا. He Himself will come to judge. And on that day, Allah, the Prophet ﷺ said, every one of you, Allah will speak to him directly. لَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهُ تَرْجُمَانٌ. There's not going to be an interpreter. There's not going to be a middleman. And Allah Azza wa Jal will make hisab of each and every person directly. And your hisab will be brought out. وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطِ. Their judgment scales will be brought. And the kitab will be brought out as well. And the mujrim or the sinner is going to say, مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا. What is the problem with this book? Where does this book come from? There's not a single sin, major or minor, except that this book has recorded it. وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا. And they will find all that they have done presented to them. Even the sins they have forgotten, even the sins they never thought about once they have committed them, they will be found in that book. And that is the day indeed of Yawm al-Qiyamah, Yawm al-Hasra, Yawm al-Nadama. That is the day of Yawm al-Jaza, Yawm al-Hisab, Yawm al-Din. Over 40 names are mentioned in the Quran for this one day. And it is the fundamental difference between a righteous person and an unrighteous person, how much they believe in this day. Belief in this day changes our entire philosophy of life. The one who believes in this day lives a completely different lifestyle than the one who doesn't believe in this day. SubhanAllah, in one of the smallest surahs that we all memorize since we were children, أَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي يُكَذِّبُ بِالدِّينِ. Look at the one who rejects the day of judgment. Deen over here is, again, Malik Yawm al-Din. Look at the one who rejects the day of judgment. What is the result when you reject the day of judgment? فَذَلِكَ الَّذِي يَدُعُ الْيَتِيمِ. He pushes away the orphan. وَلَا يَحُضُّ عَلَى طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينِ. And he doesn't encourage the feeding of the poor. Notice, theological belief of the Day of Judgment impacts his mercy, generosity, kindness, prayer. فَوَيْلُ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ. All of it is linked to belief in Yawm al-Din. So the one who believes in Yawm al-Din is generous. The one who believes in Yawm al-Din is punctual in his rituals. The one who believes in Yawm al-Din gives freely of his money. So this theological belief becomes a psychological motivational factor in your life. And that is why belief in Yawm al-Qiyamah is so fundamental. It makes you ethical. It makes you honest. It makes you God-fearing. It makes you conscious. It makes you conscientious. All of this comes about for the one who truly believes in Yawm al-Qiyamah. And that is why in the du'as, even in Witr tonight and other nights, that is why it is narrated from the Prophet ﷺ that he would say when he's reciting Witr that, O Allah, أَنْتَ الْحَقُّ وَقَوْلُكَ حَقُّ. You are true. Your statement is true. وَالْجَنَّةُ حَقُّ وَالنَّارُ حَقُّ وَالْبَعْثُ حَقُّ. So we affirm Jannah is true, Naar is true, resurrection is true. We affirm this because by affirming it, it actually has an impact on our actions, on our akhlaq, on our morals. Theology is not something abstract. It is something that moves us and makes us better people. Brothers and sisters, that is a day that we can go on and on describing. But one thing that we need to keep in mind, that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself warned us about it, and he told us how close it is. Allah says in the Quran, إِنَّهُمْ يَرَوْنَهُ بَعِيدًا وَنَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا. They think the day of judgment is a far away reality, but we know it is something very, very close. And he told in one hadith, when the Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, why don't you just relax? Why don't you just calm down? I mean, like, why are you always like worshipping and whatnot? He said, Kayfa un'im? How can I just relax or enjoy when I know that the angel in whose hand is the throne, in whose hand is the trumpet, has lifted the trumpet and placed it on his mouth, and he is waiting for the command of Allah to blow the trumpet. How can I relax when the Qiyamah is so close by? And once Abu Bakr said, Ya Rasulullah, and he's trying to be friendly and joking with him, Ya Rasulullah, shayyabta Ya Rasulullah. You have grown white, your hair has grown white, Ya Rasulullah. And the Prophet ﷺ said, shayyabatni hudun wa akhawatuha. Surat Hud and its sisters. And in one hadith he said, Surat Hud and amma yatasa'alun an idha zulzilat al-ardu zilzalaha have made my hair white. And if you look at amma yatasa'alun and Surat al-Zilzal and Surat Hud, the main concept in it is what? It is Qiyamah. It is Qiyamah. And so he told Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, you want to know why my hair is white? It is because of the descriptions of the Day of Judgment. Therefore, brothers and sisters, let us not trivialize these fundamental points. You know, all of us know these are the six pillars of Iman. Of them is Qiyamah. But there's a big difference between knowing and between actually believing. There's a big difference between reciting as a five-year-old, and now that we are adults, we understand the significance. This is why Allah created us for that day. That day is the ultimate day. The purpose of creation is manifested on that day. And the wise one is the one who prepares for the questions of that day. The wise one is the one who truly believes in that day, and the one who actually prepares to answer the questions on that day. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who do not feel any terror, who do not feel any hardships and harms on that day. May Allah make us of those who are sheltered under the shade of His throne on that day. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the fear and the terror on that day. May Allah bless us to be of those who drink from the fountain of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on that day. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that day goes by swiftly like the twinkling of an eye, and that we enter Jannah bighayri hisabin wala adhab. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.